Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. As we enter into your presence this evening, Lord, we open up our hearts to receive from you, to download from heaven the master plan for tonight, that we may be prepared and equipped to fulfill the assignment and the endeavors that you've set before us, oh God. And we receive it by faith. Thank you, Father. We receive it by faith in Jesus' name. Glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, in the absence of our Bishop and First Lady, I have been sequestered to speak to you tonight. And I endeavor just to flow with the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord Jesus. How many of you are born again? You know Jesus is your Lord and Savior? All right. So I can talk to some believers tonight, right? Ooh, I can talk to some believers tonight? All right, all right. In my life, I've been through ups and downs, as I'm sure many people have. I fully recognize that I've not had to experience the struggles that others have, but, you know, deal with stuff that I have to deal with. But the point is, through that process, you know, I've been in positions where, you know, I'm in the Word, I'm reading the Word, and I'm excited about the Word, but I've gone through situations where I don't want to. I know I should. I know I need to. I know I'm supposed to, but, you know, in the flesh, it's like, I ain't feeling it. You know what I'm saying? One thing I've come to realize is that regardless of where you are in life, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, socially, financially, regardless of where you are, it all really comes down to, particularly as believers, you know, you have things pulling at you from different directions that want to draw you away from God himself. Draw you away from his presence. Draw you away from his blessing. Draw you away from his anointing. Draw you away from his fellowship. Draw you away from communing with him on a deeper level. But it comes down to this. You got to make a decision. Okay. About 11 years ago, you know, I was kind of in a rut, one of those ruts, so to speak, and I knew I needed to get out. I'm like, Lord, I know I'm supposed to, but, you know, I ain't feeling it right now, but I want to. I was like, Lord, at the very least, I want to want to. I may not want to right now, but I want to want to. And it came to a point where I had to make a decision. And I had to start where I was, and he honored that. And it's like, Lord, regardless of where I'm at, regardless of what I'm going through, regardless of what I'm experiencing, regardless of what thoughts are running through my mind or feelings are raging through my body, I will serve you. I will be your son. And you are my father. I will get into word, I'll read and I'll pray and I'll do all the things I'm supposed to do. But look, just be patient with me, Lord. So it comes down to making a decision that even if you're not where you think you're supposed to be in order to be in right relationship and right fellowship with God, at the very least, you got to make a decision. You got to decide what you're going to do. You got to decide who you're going to be. You got to decide what you're made of. Thank you, Lord. If you would, turn with me to Philippians chapter 3, verse 13.